Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Let's go. Let's turn the page. Hour number three. 888-702-5494. And on Twitter at Bill is King. If you do want to email the show, billisking7@gmail.com. I got this note from Rob in the 210. That's San Antonio. And I agree with this. He says, Bill, I'm a veteran and a military retiree. And I'm not offended by Dabo Swinney. He says, first it happened months ago, February. And it's a metaphor for how Alabama treats Dabo when he goes home. Bama got blowed out. That's the way we say it in the South. By Clemson, and Bama fans treat him like Osama bin Dabo when he goes home. If people are offended by it, then they are probably offended very easily by a lot of things. Totally agree. I am sick of the word police and the tribalism of Twitter. Sick of it. You've got a whole new culture of people just looking for something to offend them. They're just looking. It's like they're happy being offended. Seriously. They get their jollies by being offended. Dabo Swinney is a very considerate man of faith. And, yes, he should have worded that better. Obviously. Osama bin Laden is one of the... What? If you're naming terrorists, if you're listing terrorists, he'd be right at the top, right? So obviously that could have been wordsmith better. Nobody's questioning that. But to be offended by that when he wasn't meaning it to come out the way it came out, it's amazing. It is absolutely amazing. I'm telling you, folks, I will side against the word police in most cases. Now, I can't account for every case, but the word police thing that's going on, the tribalism thing that's happening right now, on this planet, particularly in this country, well, it's happening in Great Britain. It's worse in Great Britain, way worse. They can jail you for things, for words. They can jail you. And that's where this country is trending, which is pathetic. It's absolutely pathetic. So, I'm going to side with Dabo Swinney here. Could have worded it better. But he didn't mean anything offensive by it. Not at all. And somebody dug it up from the Mike Krzyzewski show, which occurred in February. Give me a break. I'll gladly stand with the minority. If the tribalism crowd is all ganging up here on this one, then I'll be on the other side. You guys gang up all you want. I'm not with you on this one. Everybody's looking for something to be ticked off about. How about look in the mirror and do something to make yourself happy and quit the crap when it comes to words? It's ridiculous. It really is. Eric in Indianapolis. And this comes back to what Jeff, too, was talking about. Couple teams that he's looking forward to, Georgia Tech, North Carolina, just to see what it's going to be. We'll get a win total. That's a good one. I'll ask Brad. Somebody remind me tomorrow. We'll be at the Omni at Bongo Java. Somebody remind me on North Carolina, Georgia Tech. I need your reminders because I'll get into the show. I'll get into other areas that I won't remember. Lots of things happen to me between shows to make me forget. And considering I don't jot down mental copious notes, there's no teleprompter here, everybody. It's all extemporaneous. Either you can talk extemporaneously or you can't. I can. Eric says, Bill, what kind of offense do you expect out of Georgia Tech? What will they be using this season? Surely it can't be any of that service academy stuff. Well, he's right. He's right. It's going to be, I'm assuming, now let's think about where Jeff Collins is from. He's actually from Conyers, Georgia. But he's got a background at Florida, at Mississippi State, among other places, right? I assume that he's going to be an I-formation pro-type style offense. Now, the problem you have at Georgia Tech is you have years and years of recruiting to that triple option style. That's not an easy transformation. I told you I witnessed it here in the 615. When DiNardo, early 90s, left for LSU, bailed out of here as quick as he could to get the LSU gig. And they hired Rod Dauhauer, which was a total catastrophe. It's probably the worst hire in memory I can recall. Just terrible. And Dauhauer, clueless, he was coming from the NFL, tried to implement a pro-style offense, and they had no personnel to run it. It was beyond a catastrophe. Who was the quarterback? You Vandy fans, Clay, Coach Marshall, who was the quarterback that took over when DiNardo left and they tried to make it a pro style? It was just, it was so bad. I can't even describe you how bad it was. Now, I'm not necessarily predicting Georgia Tech year number one. Jeff Collins will look exactly the same, but it's a hard, at least initial, transformation. It's very, very difficult. Cosby Cattleman, what's happening?
Bonjour, Monsieur King.
Bonjour. What's happening?
I'm going to throw you a curveball. I've actually, curiously enough, been thinking about Georgia Tech football here last week or so. I want to bring that up to you.
Because you can get to Atlanta from Cosby in what? How many hours?
I straight to the mountain. It's crow fly, 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Wow. That's pretty good.
Well, look it up on the map.
Oh, I did. I've never driven it, though.
Bill, before I get into Georgia Tech, I want to say something about Twitter and smartphones.
Yeah.
I got a buddy who's had an iPhone 6S or something. What's Apple up to? About iPhone 10 now, something like that.
Yeah,
we'll give him a free 40, plug.
Yeah, 42, yeah.
Okay. Other day, he's at the grocery store, and we've all done this. Well, he left his phone on top of the car. We might not have left our phone, but we've left a beverage or something. My buddy leaves his iPhone 6S on top of his car.
Right.
Pulls out of the grocery store, dawns on him immediately what he did. But when he was hanging the curve out of the grocery store, it wound up on a busy street in Knoxville.
I've done that twice, but go ahead.
Yeah, and he's in the OtterBox and all this stuff. You think he's OtterBox, people would test this stuff at the factory.
Right.
You think a school bus ought to be able to roll over an iPhone and from the OtterBox people. Anyway, my buddy circles back, and then he finds his phone on the middle of the street, and it's looking like a pancake. And that story's happened millions of times.
So the OtterBox didn't save it?
No. Got squished. But so next thing you know, he's down on the secondary. You know, you got these secondary smartphone salespeople around the world now. Next thing you know, he's out $350 for a new smartphone.
That's actually cheap, though. That's actually cheap compared to what it would cost.
Yeah, an iPhone 10 with all the bells and whistles, that's $1,000, isn't it?
Correct. It's four digits.
Yeah, for a phone.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, they somehow saved my buddy's SIM card. And in the moral of the story, the end of the story is he's got his iPhone 6S back, and he's out $350.
Yeah.
Well, that's why your buddy the cattleman's down there at Sam Walton country buying a $15 dumb flip phone. Because if I lose my phone in the bottom of the lake, I'll just go right down there and buy me another $15 phone from Sam Walton. I get butt dialed all the time by these iPhone people. How smart is that? I never butt dialed anybody in my life with my phone.
That's kind of like putting diesel in the Sea-Doo, isn't it?
And also, you know, Twitter. I won't go down that rabbit hole too much with you today, Bill, but I was listening to a little George Strait on YouTube last night, watching some George Strait YouTube videos, drinking a little Dickel and tequila last night.
Yeah.
You don't want to be getting on Twitter and getting into it with the mob. You're probably going to say something you wouldn't say sober. There's no reverse button on Twitter or on the internet in general. The mob and Twitter, how many athletes, I bring this up to you all the time, Laramie Tunsil, these dumb idiots, who is it, every now and then a coach will get fired by saying something stupid on Twitter. Twitter, man, you can get a lot of trouble on Twitter.
Yeah, you better think before you hit send. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you'll send one thing out there, and then here comes the mob. And the
Correct.
Athletic director and the school president, next thing you know, you're in the unemployment line.
The mob, Twitter is absolutely, social media is absolutely a team sport. It's a collective group of, I've got no power, but I've got a little bit here. I can punk you on Twitter with some words, and you'll never find
me. I'll be able to give you a name, Bill, but I've seen coaches say dumb stuff on Twitter and get fired. I mean, it's happened. I'm sure you can give me, and you and the bank counters can give me examples of it. It happens all the time.
So let me give you my phone stories. Before the iPhone, they had these things called the Trio, and this is 15, 20 years ago. They cost $750 back then. All right, so almost $1,000, and this is 15, 20 years ago. Anyways, I bought several of these things, and one time I had it on top of my, I'm in Wilco, so my little Beamer, my little sport Beamer, and I was at baseball, Little League Baseball. I sat it on top of the car so I could tie my shoes, didn't pick it up, drove off, and it ended up in a field. I never found it. So that was a $750 mistake. I'll give you another one. I did that two or three times. Now, about 2 years ago, this is like your buddy, I had my iPhone. I was at a Little League football game at Brentwood Academy. You know exactly where that is, right?
Oh, yeah.
Brentwood Academy. Okay. So after the game, I'm driving home, and I'm in my convertible Jeep because, you know, hey, I'm in Wilco, so you've got to understand what I'm driving here. You know what I mean? So I go around a curve, and I'd set my iPhone on the front bumper. Those bumpers on the Jeep are really, really big. And I'd forgotten about it. Well, this iPhone sat there for about 6 miles. I get home, and I say, where's my phone? I've got no idea where it is. Somebody found it in the middle of Hillsborough Road, okay? You know where Hillsborough Road is. You live
there. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
somebody grabbed it. A coach grabbed it. A high school coach called the number. It was not smashed and brought it to my house. Now, how about that? How about that? It survived. It survived. It made it.
How much money did he save you?
Probably $1,000. I don't know.
Yeah. You wreck your car, you can run into a fence or something, not do $1,000 worth of damage.
But then later that day, my son put diesel in the gator, so it all broke even.
Hey, but I had one thing to say on Georgia Tech. Yeah, we can come in longer. You can take a break or anything. I just want to say one thing about Georgia Tech.
Okay, no worries.
Go back to sports. Paul Johnson, Bill, he went 51-37 to the ACC. I was just looking at that for my call.
That's pretty good.
Which is pretty good at Georgia Tech running. He takes a lot of shots for running the wishbone. But you know, Bill, this new guy, I was looking at his resume. What's his name again?
Jeff. It's G-E-O-F-F Collins. Jeff Collins.
His resume, he's been a head coach, at Temple, or where was he? Is that where he came from?
Yes, he'd been at Temple, yes. But he'd been at Mississippi State and Florida.
And Florida. Is he an urban guy, or was he with McElwain?
He was a – no, he's not an urban guy. He was a McElwain guy.
Well, here's where I'm going with this, Bill. I'll kind of wrap this up. I'm always
and a Mullen guy. He's with Mullen, too, but go ahead.
Okay, he was a Mullen. I thought for a long time that Georgia Tech's a sleeping giant in college football. You agree with me on that?
Well, geographically speaking, you could make that case. Now, somebody needs to do it. Now, they split a natty in 1990. That's not that long ago.
Yeah, that was a weird deal. But, yeah, I agree with that. But they're sitting down there in Atlanta, tons of football players around. And the thing about them is they're in the ACC. It's not like Houston. What's Houston in? The AAU? They playing AAU basketball over there. Coming for Todd, that dummy.
Right.
But Georgia Tech is sitting right there in the middle of probably the biggest – for college football, Atlanta probably cares more about it as a big city than any city in America. You agree with that?
Yes.
College football Hall of Fame's down there.
Correct. Correct. I'll agree with that. Even though they never talk about college football on the shows there, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Georgia's got to come into Fulton County to recruit. I mean, you got all those ball players around. And I don't know anything about this guy. His resume looks halfway decent. But, you know, I always thought, how great would Kiffin have looked right there at Georgia Tech? Put him right in there next door to Saban and Kirby. Just throw him right there in the middle of it.
Plus, how close is the
– Lane Kiffin's an elite recruiter. He might just be the best recruiter in America. Tosh Lapoy, my butt. Who signed Bryce Brown?
That'd be baby Kiff.
Yeah. I'm just saying, could you imagine – that's the problem. A school like Georgia Tech usually is a boring – ho-hum, almost about like Wake Forest, one of these power conference schools that you never hear about. Boston College is a good example. That's why you go hire Kiffin. The minute you do that, that's you're on the top of the sports page.
Plus,
Kiffin would get more ink in the AJC than Kirby with his dumb 5'3" haircut.
How close is the cheetah to Georgia Tech's campus? That's my question for Kiffin.
Well, Kiffin's pushing the good book these days, isn't he?
I know he is. He's Bible thumping.
And I'll leave you with this. I'll circle back to this, Bill. That's why I think my boy Kiffin's still on that boat down there in Boca.
Yeah.
And he's not in the cheese line for the government cheese line for all the Kiffin haters out there.
Right.
That's why I think Kiffin's stuck. I don't think it's so much the UT stuff didn't help, the one and done, but I think it's the Twitter account. The ADs just care about their check, the AD mob, the AD community. Are there any other coaches that do anything on Twitter even close to what Kiffin does? That's where all the kids are. The kids are on Twitter, whether we like it or not. But I think that's what's keeping Kiffin down there on snook fishing in Boca is the Twitter account.
Yeah, but, I mean, his Twitter account's pretty tame these days. And he pushes the good book.
Well, I mean, Twitter's powerful now. For all the ripping, I mean, Donald Trump wouldn't be president without Twitter, in my opinion. But I'm just saying, these ADs, Kiffin's a hell of a coach. They just don't want the headache.
Well, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
Well, like I said, another boring, no-name coach in Atlanta, and Kiffin was one call away. See you, Bill.
See you there, Cosby. Don't put diesel in the Sea-Doo today. It's not a good look. We'll take the break. I'm late. I am really late. I'm the Nashville Hotel.
Traffic accidents on Centennial Boulevard and Cockrell Bend that did cause injuries. Same in Midtown at 8th Avenue and Raycroft, 23rd and Charlotte, and 16th and Buchanan. All of those have resulted in injuries to passengers. Watch for a crash in Donelson at Elm Hill Pike under the Briley Parkway overpass. Smashville Moving Company. Packing, loading, unloading, no job is too big. SmashvilleMovingCompany.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-204-0145 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-204-0145 to take your call now. Call 800-204-0145. That's 800-201-0145. Again, 800-204-0145.
And now Slack's Landscaping and Dirt Work, our full-service landscape and excavation expert, is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. Their tireless efforts should never go unnoticed. This message is from Slack's Landscaping and Dirt Work. For residential, commercial, or industrial land clearing, land grading, landscape installations, patios, and more, call today for a free estimate at 615-347-3350. That's 615-347-3350. Slack's Landscaping and Dirt Work. Proudly saluting our troops and veterans.
Ladies and gentlemen,
here's a smart suggestion.
Check out the new and improved WNSR.com.
You're going to have to explain that.
It's the new and improved WNSR.com. With everything a sports fan needs.
We got a whole new attitude.
All the scores. All the highlights. All the updates. All the stories. And even the new website smell. From Nashville Sports Radio.
This is the most important religious event of our time.
You keep saying that, but you don't tell me how.
Log on to the new and improved WNSR.com.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. A chance of showers and thunderstorms for this morning. Partly sunny with your afternoon high near 90 overnight. A chance of showers and thunderstorm. Mostly cloudy, your low in the low 70s. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Do you like tackle football? Bill King does, and you can connect with @BillIsKing on Twitter or 888-702-5494.
Omni Nashville Hotel will be there in person live on Friday tomorrow. Bongo Java will be our location. Some dude on Twitter yesterday tweets a photo of a car, and on the back bumper, there's a sticker. Bill King for, was it mayor? And it's Houston. Somebody who has stolen my name is running for mayor in Houston. It's a pretty good looking sticker, actually. I don't even know what he stands for politically. I have no idea. If he agrees with me on some things, I'll take credit for it. If he doesn't, I'll deny it. Anyways, Rob in the 210 says, damn, Bill, thousands of dollars in phones 20 years ago, probably owns NASA now, getting into politics, running for mayor of Houston, signed Bernie supporters. I just remembered. I had, I think... I bought a couple of those trios, and I lost them. One was on the car, and it slung out into a field. Never found it. Oh. You know another reason why I don't like the NFL? Now, I don't like the NFL because it's boring. I just don't enjoy watching it. But you know what happened to me? The last time I was at a Titans game, which was many years ago, and I was in the press box, I got up to get lunch. They serve you there, lunch or dinner, whenever you're there. I left my spot in the press box. I'm just now remembering this. And when I left, somebody had taken my trio. And I'm assuming it's somebody who worked there. Maybe it was another Slimeball media member, but I'm thinking it was somebody just was stealing phones. I literally get back to my seat, and it's gone. I left it in my, on the little area in front of me where I was sitting, where you put your stuff, you put your computer, whatever. And it was gone. And, of course, nobody knew anything about it. It's stolen. But I lost enough trios, and they cost about $7.50 a pop. And I had insurance on it. The last time... Last time I tried to claim the insurance, they rejected me. I'd run out. You only get so many of these. So that, yeah, the last time I tried to say, hey, insurance, lost another phone. They said, well, too bad. It's on you. Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah, I got one of them literally got stolen in the press box at the Titan Stadium. That happened. I haven't had nearly the bad luck with the iPhones. My phones have been... I did lose one iPhone. It was nighttime, and you know you have the console in between the seats in your car? I had a fountain drink. It's when I was addicted to fountain drinks. I finally broke that. And I didn't realize, I thought the cup was empty. I set the iPhone down in that area, immersed in Dr. Pepper. Absolutely immersed. And I didn't have the outer box or whatever you call it on the outside of it either. It was an iPhone completely exposed. Must have sat there for an hour. I pulled it out and I go, what is this? It's gooey and what sugary and syrupy. What is? I turned the light on, sitting down in Dr. Pepper. So I ruined one like that too. I suppose I've had my issues there. I didn't realize how many issues I've had, but when it comes to phones. I've been on a really long streak of not screwing up these phones, though. I've been on a hot streak. I'm doing well. Let me tell you about Southeastern Termite and Pest, 615-293-0722. Dial that number anytime you have pest control needs, 615-293-0722. This is the number you dial for the best pest control, whether it's cost efficiency, that's something you're into, or if it's getting the job done right, or if it's just a need that's last minute. Termites probably wouldn't be last minute, but termites, brown recluse spiders, quarterly sprays, fungus on the wood under the house, insulation that's wet and moldy, all of the above. And that's just a few of the things they can do for you. Dial that number, 615-293-0722 for the best pest control. You will not be disappointed. All right, let's get the break. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Watch out for a wreck with injuries on Murfreesboro Pike at Bell Road and another north of that on Dickerson Pike at Old Hickory Boulevard near the Belcher Sonic. Ellington Parkway is slowed southbound by a wreck at Spring Street. So is I-65 northbound at 440 heading east. Self-Storage Solutions, locally owned and operated. Call 615-851-7277. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Southern hospitality with a modern twist. Kitchen Notes in the Omni Nashville Hotel offers a farm-to-fork experience for breakfast, lunch, supper, and Sunday brunch. Kitchen Notes uses the freshest ingredients to create great food in a casual dining atmosphere. Don't miss Nashville's only award-winning biscuit bar, serving up a house-crafted sweet, savory, buttermilk, and gluten-free biscuit every day. Try our award-winning patty melt or the grilled pimento cheese sandwich with a side of house-made Tennessee honey slaw, and dessert is always a must in our house. Whether it's in the main dining room or two of our private dining rooms, be sure to make Kitchen Notes part of your downtown Nashville experience. Check out Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville. For reservations, call 615-761-3700. Complimentary valet parking is always available.
I love my community, and as a doting dad,
Daddy's home,
a devoted son,
there you are, Joe,
and a good neighbor,
hey, man,
the people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door. But as a law enforcement officer, I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it. A message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Make Edwin Watts Golf the place to shop for dads and grads with their summer savings sale happening now. Get custom fit for free with the tailor-made M5 and M6 drivers, engineered to make everybody faster with speed-injected twist-face technology. And measure your distance with Bushnell GPS and rangefinders and save up to $70. Choose from the Phantom, the Hybrid, or the Tour V4 Shift. Edwin Watts Golf is your place to shop for the hottest golf gear this summer. Edwin Watts, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
The Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show.
Can these sick people be cured?
Yeah, all right. I'm going to knock that chest off.
Doesn't anyone do any work around this joint anymore?
Weekday mornings at 9.
I have you guys on every morning to wake up to.
I got to tell you, nobody loves you more than I do.
You guys are way too cocky.
Makes a cut off and running.
The Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. He knows more about the oblong spheroid than any man in America. It's Bill King.
We'll be at the Omni tomorrow, Omni Nashville Hotel, Bongo Java, our location if you happen to be around. Jeff Chu says, Bill, baby Kiff, if someday he got the Georgia Tech job, would be a match made in heaven. From Bobby Dodd Stadium to the Cheetah Club, it's 0.7 miles. Baby Kiff could literally walk there every day after practice. I knew it was close. The Cheetah is in the heart of downtown. The Atlanta Omni is right there, too. College Hall of Fame. Football Hall of Fame is right there. All of that, yeah. I know that area well. Olympic Park is right there. Yeah, you could walk right down the street to the Cheetah. You could go there for lunch. Get you a good meal. Go to the Cheetah. No, it's true. Cosby's right. Lane Kiffin has been pushing the good book for a while now. I don't know that he'd go to the Cheetah. Yeah, I don't know. Good book is superseding his evil thoughts right now. Good for him. I'll tell you another guy. Many of you will know him if you're from Florida. Brady Ackerman. He was a walk-on. He's from Jacksonville. He was a walk-on at Florida under Spurrier, early Spurrier years. And ended up in radio, doing radio shows in Gainesville and other places. I've known Brady a long time. Brady might be the number one guy I've ever met when it comes to being a babe magnet. Brady Ackerman can walk in a random restaurant and every female in that place will come up to him and say, I'm yours. I'm not kidding. He's that guy, Brady Ackerman. Anyways, I noticed, and he's I think he's still married to the same woman. He stayed not married for a long time, which was smart, which was really smart. But he's been married. I think he's still married. Anyways, the other day on Twitter, he posted that he was at the church getting baptized. So Brady Ackerman, the number one babe magnet I probably ever met in my life, pushing the good book too. He and baby Kiff. I'm telling you, folks. 614 Rob on Twitter says, Bill, if all the Twitter geniuses were as smart as they think they are, we would have cured cancer by now. We would have solved climate change. There would be no such thing as homelessness or hunger, and we would have colonies on Mars. Didn't Sleepy Joe say that if he gets elected, he'll cure cancer? Now, is that only if he gets elected? Like, Joe, it'd be nice. Why don't you go ahead and cure cancer before December, that'd probably help you get elected, and it'd be a good thing for society. Or is it only if you get elected? Like, okay, you've got to elect me, or I'm not going to solve cancer for you. I've got all the answers, but I'm holding back. I didn't get to see his quote, so I could be misquoting it. But you know how smart Twitter is? Twitter says that Sleepy Joe claimed that he would cure cancer when he's elected. That's what we do know. So that means Bernie, does that mean Bernie's not a go? So that means, does that mean less free stuff? Because Biden apparently has got it. I mean, that again, Twitter never lies. So that's why I'm saying that. On Twitter, at Bill is King. And Josh up in London, Kentucky. Josh, where are you? I'm trying to find you. I was looking at your tweet. Josh says, Bill, Bin Laden also caught a bullet in the head courtesy of the red, white, and blue. Maybe Sabin can use that as a metaphor for Clemson. Osama bin Dabo. Osama bin Dabo. Have you ever seen the video? It is exhilarating. And I forget his name. Many of you will know it. It's the guy that actually killed bin Laden. I've seen him in various interviews. But it is listening to him, how they go to the compound. It was a select group of Navy SEALs. They're going upstairs. Everything is quiet. They know he's in the bedroom with a couple of mistresses, whatever. One of the women in bed with bin Laden noticed them. And she jumped up pretty quick. Bin Laden jumps up and he hits him in the forehead with what? It's called the double tap, I guess. Hits him twice. He goes down immediately. Just saying. That's a cool story. Can you imagine having that job? Oh, and I know you saw this on Twitter, but when this is happening, Obama, Hillary, all of them are watching this from the White House. You imagine the tension watching this? What if it fails? What if they're on to you? Wow. That was a cool, that guy, I'd love to have that guy on this show. The questions I would ask him, I would ask way better questions than any of those interviews. Yeah, my questions would be spot on. I'd love to meet that guy. I'd love to shake that guy's hand. Rob in the 210, checking in this morning. We'll be at the Omni, by the way, tomorrow. Says, hey, Bill, the other Bill King of Houston should be called for targeting. He probably stands with people offended by Dabo's remarks, and also he probably hates kale. People don't know this, but I am also a kale farmer. Yeah, I don't talk about it much because I don't want to brag. But I'm a kale farmer on the side. Kale's good. Tastes delicious. You know what kale tastes like? You know when you're a Little League baseball player and you've got all that bubble gum, that big chew, it's bubble gum? That's what it tastes like. Just take a bite of kale. You'll know what I'm talking about. Hey, speaking of Josh is contemplating getting the R2 2500. Josh is contemplating getting the RT 2500, which is called the BFG, the big freaking, because I don't want to use a bad word, grill. It's a massive Rectech grill. Now, I've got the RT700, and as you know, I love it. I'll tell you this. Speaking of stats, I cook outside on the RT700 more than I cook inside in the kitchen on the stove. That's right. I'd say if a week is 7 days, I'd say 4 days at least, maybe five, I'm cooking outside. Does not matter what the weather is. Obviously, this time of year it's hot, but it could be a frigid night. I cook on that thing, whether it's meat, whether it's poultry, whether it's seafood, whether it's veggies. Let me tell you something. You can't cook bacon on a machine, a stove, anywhere better than coming off a Rectech. It's delightful. I absolutely love it. Matter of fact, I'm running low on pellets, so I'm getting some more pellets. I'm getting some more cooking gloves, and their seasonings are wonderful as well. I love it. So, hey, Josh, let me know how it goes. Lots of you have bought these Rectech grills. Alan in Tampa, Dr. Jeff Parks down in Ormond Beach, Florida. Who else? I'm leaving people out, but lots of people I know have bought these, and they are wonderful, wonderful machines. It's pellet technology. Rectech, I love it. So if you're thinking about taking the next step, that's the way to go. Just Business was talking about doing it. There's another one. Anyways, let's take the break. We'll get the break. We're coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Watch out for a wreck with injuries on Murfreesboro Pike at Bell Road and another north of that on Dickerson Pike at Old Hickory Boulevard near the Belcher Sonic. Ellington Parkway is slowed southbound by a wreck at Spring Street. So is I-65 northbound at 440 heading east. Self-Storage Solutions, locally owned and operated. Call 615-851-7277. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
When it comes to their kids, dads don't have favorites. When it comes to their tools, they do. And the Home Depot has every one of them. Top brands like Makita and DeWalt. Exclusive brands like Ryobi, Husky, and Ridgid. Even Milwaukee, with an M12 12-volt 5-tool kit, now just $199. Today is the day for do it. And for dad, with the best selection of his favorite tools only at the Home Depot. More saving, more do it. Offer valid through June 19th while supplies last.
Listen up, fellas. DXL is built for big and tall guys, okay? Which means they've got clothes built for style, built for comfort, and best of all, built for you. Get this. DXL spent years developing their own sizing patterns to deliver a great fit every time and every size. And with over 100 brands, DXL will have you looking great. So head to DXL.com and check out a store near you. DXL Big and Tall. Built for you at DXL.com.
CBD delivered right to your door. Thanks to Ease has a carefully chosen selection of quality CBD offerings, lotions, patches, creams, and even CBD products for your pet, all designed to fit your lifestyle and delivered right to you. So take the guesswork out of CBD with Ease. For a wide selection of CBD products and great values, go to easewellness.com. That's easewellness.com. EAZEwellness.com.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show.
I always thought you were such a nice, quiet young man.
Westbrook pulls up at the free throw line. Tied ball game.
Here's a kid with an honest face.
Weekday afternoons at 4.
I'm in my car constantly late for appointments because I'm sitting here listening to you on the radio.
Here we go. We're going live right now.
I just want to tell you, I've been a long-time listener for 12, 13 years.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. A chance of showers and thunderstorms for this morning. Partly sunny with your afternoon high near 90 overnight. A chance of showers and thunderstorm. Mostly cloudy, your low in the low 70s. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Nobody knows more about college football history than Bill King.
on me tomorrow. Mondo Java, the specific location. If you're in the area, come on by. Love to see you. Josh up in London, Ohio, says, Bill, that was Navy SEAL Rob O'Neill. That's a really cool interview I saw with him. God, I'd love to have him on this show. The questions I would ask. Because I want to know about the lead up to it. What that's like. Alan down in Tampa says, Bill, caught some grouper and I cooked it on the rec tech. It was awesome. Oh, I bet it was. I haven't done a lot of seafood. I've done some on the rec tech. I've been busy with other things. The other night, it was a couple of hens I put on there. We were down, we took the show down to Sandestin, down on the lovely Emerald Coast. Oh, what year would that have been? Maybe 2010, 2011, somewhere there. And I took Chris Childers and Jason Ogg with me. And I had some meetings down there, some business, some things we were working on. But they went out. We got them a captain of a boat down there who listens to the show contacted me and said, Bill, we'll take you guys out. Yeah, if you just give us some plugs, we'll take you guys out and you go fishing and then we'll come back, cook it up. Well, I couldn't go, but they went. Childers and remember Jason and I, we called him 6'2", 250. Remember him? They went out there and drank the whole day and fished and caught a bunch of fish. They had a blast. They had an absolute blast. Came back, and we ate the seafood right off, literally right out of the ocean. It was just, it was so good, it should be illegal. You shouldn't be able to be that happy eating something. That's how good it was. Yeah, Alan down in Tampa probably experiences that every day. I experienced that like once in my life. Yeah, one time. It's about all I've got. Jeff in Chicago says, Bill, here's something you can do with kale. Spray it with olive oil, salt it and pepper it, put it in the oven for about a few minutes at 350. It tastes awesome, and even the kids would like it. You know, I haven't tried that. I have not tried that. Jim in Jupiter. Bill, Brady Ackerman is the biggest bore on the planet Earth. He makes the energy vampire look like the fun guy at the party. Is he? Now, I really haven't heard Brady that much on radio. Is it that boring? Tell you what, the women don't think he's boring. That's all I know. I'm just telling you. Uncle Mike on Twitter. Bill, Lane Kiffin might not want to go to the cheetah, but Joey Freshwater certainly would. Yeah, that version of Baby Kiff would love it. It has been a long time. In my juvenile delinquent years, since I've been to the cheetah. It was probably one of the years, early SEC championship game. Got to remember, SEC football championship was at Birmingham, Legion Field for, was it the first, I think it was the first 2 years. I actually went to the first one in Birmingham. And then they moved it. They realized we can't stay here. So they moved it to the Georgia Dome. I think one of those early 90 years, early mid-90s, we ended up at the Cheetah. And I'll remember this. I remember being there, and it was me, intern Trey, and somebody else. And I looked up, and I saw SIDs from various SEC schools in there that I knew. I guess we were both busted. They saw me. I saw them. At the cheetah. That's right. At the cheetah. I don't think, didn't the Gold Club get shut down? Didn't a bunch of NBA players get in trouble by going to the Gold Club in Atlanta? Remember when that whole thing hit? That was somewhere in the 90s too. I think it was the Atlanta Hawks, or you folks down there will remember. But they were all going down there, and I don't remember what happened, but some kind of trouble ensued. And it got shut down. I don't think the Gold Club is a thing anymore in Atlanta. Somebody confirm or refute that would know that better than me. I'm now a mature, seven kids, happily married adult. You won't find me in those places. I don't think I had any kids then. Gary Joe Collins says, Bill, let sleepy Uncle Joe try and cure cancer. The CDC would shut him down quicker than a 16-year-old with acne looking for a prom date. Well, I mean, I'm just saying, if Sleepy Joe's going to indeed cure cancer, why not just go ahead and do it right before the election? It'd probably help you. Danny in New York City, big Michigan fan, says, Bill, the SEAL that shot Bin Laden is Rob O'Neill, and he gave me his Twitter address. He was also involved in the Captain Phillips incident, a true American hero. He actually stopped by the precinct here in New York City, but unfortunately I missed him, but the guy said he was a real humble dude. Man, would I love to talk to him. That would be an exhilarating conversation. Can you imagine the things you'd want to know about that? I'd want to know about the lead-up, the preparation for this. What you had planned if this thing started turning south. Were there reinforcements involved, or was this all or nothing? Remember now, didn't they have a chopper or something? They landed in the compound or right around that area. Didn't one of those become disabled? If I'm remembering correctly. Yeah, somebody can help me with that. I'd love to talk to that guy. Jeff in Chicago says, Bill, as Cosby would say, it isn't a crime to stay single. Some people, like Cosby, are single by choice. Yeah, Cosby and Lane. Now, Lane was married to Layla, and then they got divorced. Layla was with Lane in Knoxville for that 1 year on Rocky Top. They moved out back to Cali, and somewhere in there they got divorced. Lane and Layla actually met in Tampa, where Alan is. They met through Monty Kiffin, actually, who was on the Tampa Bay staff at the time. That's how they met. But somewhere that went south. I imagine it probably went south because of Lane's straying off the main pathway, if you know what I mean. Jim in Jupiter says, Bill, one chopper crashed and they destroyed it before they left. So think about all the precautions you have to take. Think about all the this, and this may happen. What are you going to do? It's got to be. And imagine you're a SEAL, so you're already a tough guy. To make that group, you've got to be elite, right? So I mean, you're the elite of the elite. But think about your mind heading into that. You're going in to catch a guy that you couldn't even catch in mountains. He'd hide in caves and stuff. Literally. Now, a couple times apparently throughout the years prior, they've had a couple of kill shot opportunities on him, but either didn't take it or something happened. Right? They had a couple of kill shot opportunities, they think. But now you've got him in a compound. You've got a source there. You're confident he's in there. You've been scoping this thing out for a while. Now you're going to have to go in. And by the way, this guy, this Rob O'Neill, they didn't know who'd get the shot. He, by the way, going up those stairs, he was the second guy in line. That's right. He was the second guy on the way up. Round Man gets us updated. Round Man in Marietta. I should have known he'd know. He says, Bill, the Gold Club closed at least 10 years ago due to defrauding customers via credit card. I knew something, but I thought, didn't a bunch of NBA guys get in trouble going in there? Jeff, too, pulls up an article there. I don't have, I'll have to look at it here after we close down. Which the music says we're about to close down. At Crazy Charlie 615, we'll be on location tomorrow at Bongo Java inside the Omni. At Bill is King on Twitter. We'll have the intellect of Brad Powers. Brad Powers and Chris Landry, two supreme intellects. Landry with us a little bit earlier today. Brad with us tomorrow, hour number three. Blush Pop.